It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has announced the latest numbers on COVID-19 cases and fatalities in Colorado. He plans to expand that reporting to include race and ethnicity. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The state will begin reporting racial data as well as the number of patients who were discharged from the hospital after their conditions improved. Polis says he wants the state to have more uniform information so it can use it to fight the disease. More than 300 Coloradans have died so far from the new coronavirus. Across the state, almost 7,700 people have gotten the virus. Colorado also ordered a meatpacking plant in Greeley closed for 2 weeks after dozens of employees tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
There is much more on the latest situation and Colorado's response to coronavirus at CPR.org. A company involved in the deadly Firestone home explosion in 2017 will pay fines of more than $18 million. Colorado energy regulators voted unanimously to approve the fines for Kerr-McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum. Erin Martinez was severely injured by the blast, which killed her husband, Mark, and brother, Joey.
The prevention of a future tragedy is a great way to honor both Mark and Joey. I appreciate the COGCC's hard work and dedication and look forward to seeing the penalty at work in keeping us all safer.
The fines will help create a public projects fund in memory of the two men. Money paid by Kerr-McGee will also help improve monitoring of methane and other gases to prevent future incidents. A school district in Pueblo County has temporarily stopped its emergency lunch program because a food service worker may be sick with COVID-19. The district, which spans much of rural Pueblo County, has 8,000 students. It had been operating 5 lunch delivery services and has asked its food service workers to self-isolate for the next 14 days. To avoid potentially spreading the disease. In Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Metro Denver, it's a mostly sunny day with rain and snow returning later in the week. Front range highs will be in the 40s this afternoon, a bit warmer tomorrow, and then it's rain Wednesday night and snow for Thursday and Friday. Mountain snow continues today and into the weekend, and it's staying cold in the high country, 20s in Vail today and near 30 in Aspen. Grand Junction, mostly sunny today with highs in the 40s. The Weather Service is warning of freezing overnight temperatures for western Colorado. This is CPR News.